And the Gemara answers is because osu levatel mitzvahs yevamim. Because it's osu levatel mitzvahs yevamim. And if he will do yibum dil mead miyabim chode ma'is idoch v'botel lo mitzvahs yevamim. So vayil. There's a chash that if miyabim chode till you miyabim one, the other one will die, and b'meile he cannot do yibum. As mitzad the isur levatel mitzvahs yevamim, the halacha is cholzim b'loy miyabim. Both of them have to do chalitza. That's the gemara. The gemara says the man d'amar inzike, but even so he's not allowed to marry because also levatel mitzvahs yevamim. So we mentioned that Rashi and Tesis asked the Kasha, Einechanami is also levatel mitzvahs yevamim. And the first one cannot do yibum because Dilma Adamiyabim Ma'is Idoch. The Botlo mitzvahs yevamim, Fregin the Rishonim, Rashi and Tesis, but after the first brother did Chalitza, so now why the second brother cannot do yibum? As no muchshash of Bitul mitzvahs yevamim. The first brother will make Chalitza to one of them. And the man of the second brother will do yibum to the second one. So what is the problem of bitul mitzvahs yevamim? Why mitzad bitul mitzvahs yevamim? The halacha is that he can do yibum. Mitzad bitul mitzvahs yevamim, he can do yibum, and both of them have to do chalitza. Chalitza tarvayu. Let the first one to do chalitza, and the second one to do yibum. So Rashi and Tesis in the first tarot say, Babish. Gzeira de Rabbonim. If one of them could do yibum and one of them could do chalitza, dilme, what will happen? One will do yibum before the other will do chalitza, and b'meile you'll be over and bitul mitzvahs yevamim. So b'meile, because dilme, when his two brothers, he will be machlif and he will do yibum before chalitza. So because of that, Chazal will metake and that both of them will do chalitza. This is the way Rashi and Tesis answer in the first tarot. Savirat choishesh to avoid chashash, right? I want to explain. It's not a gzeira even. Is asking why it's not a gzeira the rabbana? Because the whole chashash of bitul mitzvahs yevamim is maybe someone will die. So the idea we are choishesh to avoid the tzad that in the end of the day will be a bitul mitzvahs yevamim. So it's not a gzeira. We choishesh in a mistake you will do yibum first, and then the other brother will die, and the nimtza bitul mitzvahs yevamim. We're so taking care, so vait, that we choishesh from bitul mitzvahs yevamim. But this is the pshat. We are choishesh that this will happen. It's not a gzeira on the person. Zol chshash is a vait chshash that we choishesh the bitul mitzvahs yevamim. So we choishesh afazei vait to the bitul mitzvahs yevamim. But Tesis in the second Teretz says, and here we're holding B'shem Derivon. Lam is anocham ol Derivon. V'rivon piresh mishum de b'shas nefile l'chozu tarvayu kol zman shel l'chol atzleachas. Zog Tesis, that is a chshash. So Tesis, because in the beginning, B'shas the Nefile, he was not allowed to do Yibum. So even then, now that the first one did Chalitza, now he's Mutar to do Yibum, even so he can't do Yibum. A kind of Nesra. Should the B'shas the Nefile lichol zet arvayu kozman shel lichol atzleachas? B'meile she's a Nesra. B'meile she's a Nesra. This is the Tesis. And we mentioned yesterday, the Ore, all the Achroinim asked, Vos shayach do Nesra? Not that it's a kasha, Uto v'nesro. But the shayla is, what shayach the nesro b'chlau? Ayevamu that is a nido, Tesis says in Daf Beis, it's not nesro. Because it's a zayti kechisor. So nido doesn't make a nesro. A Yevama that is Yom Kippur is not Nesra. So the Machesh says every Yevama is a Avela, but it's also B'tach Mishamito. It's a Zaydige Zach. That doesn't make Nesra. Nesra has to be that the Ishes Ach is Mufka from Yivum, the Isha has a Afkoy from the Parsha from Yivum. So the Mele is Nesra. Aber hier da will be a Nesra, Mechetesa will be a Nesra. Was ist der Pshat in der Rivot? Sagt Rav Noche, es muchach do in Teisves, הוא עושה בנוסח איכות, נוסחו אז בקוצאי, לפי הזמן. זו רב נוח בנוסח איכות. The answer, when Chazal said, also לבד ומיצס יבומים, they didn't stand come and say, we don't let you to do it. These people listen. They patter her from Yibum מדי רבונה, they took away the heter Yibum, this is the way they said, Osu Levat and Mitzvah Sivomim, so Memele, we're taking away the Heter Yibum, thus they give them together from the Yisro de Rabbanon, Memele is the Yisro Yishasach mi de Rabbanon, Memele passed the Anesro. Together they didn't stop tell you we don't let you to Miyabimur, they took away the Mitzvah Sivom, you didn't Arba Achim, as is Mucha, they took away the Mitzvah Sivom, mi de Rabbanon you have to do Chalitza, mi de Rabbanon you have to do Chalitza, they took away the Parsha Sivom, זה צד לידה דה בדייבא דיבו אנו לא יקומנו אפילו אין הסוגיה של ארבעה אחים. חזל took away the parsha sibu, ומאל, that he won't learn if the gather is that he took away the parsha sibu, ומאל, it passed the anesro. ומאל, it passed the anesro. אז זה זאת תסוס. This is the ריבון פשט עם תסוס. בחודש. בחודש. אז זה ריבון מזורים פשט עם תסוס. That the gather is that they took away the Parsha Sibu. I think that gather could be everyone's masking. Just Taisa says it doesn't help, it's Hutro Ben Esra. But the gather, if Osu Levatel Mitzvah Sivomim, the gather that Chvais Tois, maybe everyone is masking, not stand that they don't let to do the mitzvah, they took away the Parsha Sibu, Mele Sidah Yisro Eishasach. That's the Pshat. So the Shaila is, it's a very Gishmak Yipshat. Very Gishmak Yipshat. The Shaila is, a Barazeh, a Pele Otsu. Shrimeres Yovo. Shrimeres Yovo. You're allowed to marry the mother-in-law or not? When the Omar ain't Zika, you're also not allowed to marry. When the Omar, you're Zika, even Acham Misa. אבל אם אני אומר אין זיגה, זוג דגמור עם יוזיין עמוד בייס, הנה מילה לאחר מיסה, אבל מחיים עושו, וואי, אז עושו לבד על מיצס יבומים. Explain to me exactly what is the Aveda. I married a mother-in-law, they tell me, what they tell me? What they tell me? Don't marry her, no? They can't take away the Parsha Sivum, they can't make a Yishasach. She's a regular lady, the mother-in-law. My daughter married his brother, and he's not there. Chazal say, I can't marry her. Why? We don't let you. I want to. Don't let me. Ain't Zikil. Madama, ain't Zikil. It's also about the mitzvah sivamim. They don't let me to marry her, right? So we see that it's not together. How the Rivon could learn pshat? That the gather of Osur Levatel Mitzvah Yevomim is Nignem Navek the Mitzvah Yibum and Bemele Kum Tzurik Deisha Sach and Bemele he says it's an Esro. This is the way they asked it. They took away the Mitzvah Yibum. But the Osur Levatel Mitzvah Yevomim that we have in the Sugya is not only in the case of Arba Achim. Now it's not only in the case of Arba Achim Shtayim Nesuim Shtei Achias V'meisu that the brothers are not allowed to Miyabim. This is one case. But we have a different case. Shemeres Yovim Shemeso, you're not allowed to marry the mother. You're not allowed to marry the mother. Maybe we could say Andre Geder, but if we want to go with this Geder, maybe we could say Andre Geder, but if we want to go with this Geder, it's not Mamish Shvel Mineva Bay? Shvel Mineva Bay? What is that? Two takones? One takone aze, one takone aze? Chametz is not an Eishazach, so the only thing that he could damage is they don't let him to do it. No, there is an Eishazach. It's a Heter Yibum. They took away. Normally the Pshat, they took away the Heter Yibum. But here there's nothing more to take away. But with the Rabbanon there's no Heter, the Meir comes to the Eishazach. But with the mother there's nothing more to ask. But the mother is nothing but the ask. I'm explaining. We explained together of the Rabbanon, they took away the Ibu. We explained they can't stop Asrin. The Raisa Hashem doesn't let them battle, we don't have a kash. For saying this, so we had to say, we had to say that the Geder is not the Isul, they take away the Ibu. There is nothing but the. But you can't take away the Yibum. There's no Yibum. You're missing the case. What the same? What they will say there? That what? No, this is what he said. We're not telling the Mechadish. Why? Maybe the Mechadish at Shabbos. Well, why the Mechadish is so? We said they took away the Mitzvah Yibum. This makes sense. That's the Mechadish. You know, the answer is different. It's not they took away the Eishes. Not the Yibum. But the Rabbanon, they made it Kilu Yerzike. No one says it. We're not going with that Mahalach. But the Rabbanon, we said Kilu Yerzike. Pashas, together with also that means you want Ha'ar, it's Pashas.
Maybe they
can
just do as much as they can, but
they
can't.
They don't learn this only from Adam Rosh. Zika. Learn from I want to say that, so. Well, listen to you. So, Edis. Pshat is as it. Avad Chazal said, you're not allowed to marry the mother-in-law. Asu levatun mitzvah yivamim. They're not asking help. And they make Isul de Rabbanon. Asu levatun mitzvah yivamim. Not taking away, not bringing around. Gomish. This is the Yudzayin Amud Beis. Yudches Amud Aleph, they have a problem. It's not a real Asu levatun mitzvah yivamim like we spoke yesterday. The vow, even if I marry her, my brother to do the Yibum. We explained yesterday, Kozman, the tachlis of the mitzvah could be done. It's not called Levatam mitzvah Sivami. So, Chazal, B'darkum HaKdoisho, they have a gedder. Chazal make a gedder, and every takana they make a gedder. What is the gedder that they made? Chazal of Gdom. So, the gedder that they made, is also Levatam mitzvah Sivami. But in the second case, you're not really mevatel mitzvah sivamim devar. If the other brother will die, it will cause a bit of mitzvah sivamim. So in the second case, they made together, if the derabonon, that the mokrim, that is a chshash, that it will come to bit of mitzvah sivamim, because maybe the other brother will die, they took away the mitzvah sivu. So we'll say b'zeh nusach. In the first case, that I'm mevatel direct mitzvah yivamim, they gave me an isur levatel mitzvah yivamim. In the case that I'm not mevatel mitzvah yivamim, so b'chai gavna, they can't stam say it's osur levatel, I'm not mevatel. So, osur to make gromes, and after that, osur to make a grome, and a gzeir de rabbonon, and a yibum, and all, it's osur, what I'm doing. I'm doing nothing. The teretz is, and the second brother comes, the gedder is, Chazal took away the mitzvah yivam from you. The man gave on a Yisrael Eishasach. This is L'chure, a G'dor HaSadvor. The man lets us. If this is MS, so we'll go weiter. L'fi dem, I want to say Chidush La'aloch. So what if your brother dies and he has two wives? And you want to marry the mother of one of them, you're allowed to or not? The man the Omar in Zika. Your brother dies, and he has two wives. You want to marry the mother-in-law of one of them, the mother of one of them. Lechura, you'll be allowed to. Why? Why you be allowed to? The reason you'll be allowed to is very posh. When I'm marrying one, I'm not Nevatel for sure, Mrs. Yvonne. Because maybe I could do Yibum to the other one, yeah. Right? I could do Yibum. What is the chash? Maybe the other one will die. We said, B'chai Gavna, they can't stop me to do it. The only way they could take away the Mitzvah Yibum. Over here, when I marry the mother-in-law, there's no problem with Mitzvah Yibum. There's no Yishasach. If we say that in the case of Sveikas, the only way they could ask her is how? The way that they can answer is by taking away the mitzvah sibum. When is it direct osul about the mitzvah sibumim? They did it direct. When it's not a direct, there the gather is, they took away the mitzvah sibum. So lo yitzir is two yevames. I'm allowed to marry the mother-in-law. Only in one yevam I will not be allowed to marry the mother-in-law. Azay dachzach b'chesh? Azay dachzach b'chesh? Are you like that? Azay dachzach b'chesh? What? Achamis is not a tzor. Tzor l'achon nefil is not a tzor? Tzor l'achon nefil is not a tzor? Aber azay... We have a teretz on Rashi and Dav Chavov. We asked yesterday, Rashi and Dav Chavov, shteit es halacha le'edya. If your brother dies and he has two wives, zogt Rashi and Dav Chavov amud beis, you're allowed to marry the sister of one of them. Frekteis es Chavov amud beis, osu levat el mitzas yevami. Here the teretz is on shitas Rashi. We have a posh the teretz on shitas Rashi. As we will le'edya on Rashi and Dav Chavov. That if your brother dies and he has two wives, you're allowed to marry the sister of one of them. You're allowed to marry the sister of one of them. As they say to Rashi Dav Chavov. As they say to Rashi Dav Chavov. So it's like Tayson Rashi, why are you allowed to? And our Gemara that you have two brothers, you're not allowed to marry one because maybe the other one will die. There also maybe the other sister, the other wife will die. The Teretz is, when one brother and two wives, and I marry the mother-in-law, the sister of the other wife, of them is Nishtok and Isur. The gather of the Isur and the Sugi is that the Ishesach comes back. Thus in the gather of the Isur. Thus in the gather of the Isur that the Ishesach comes back. When I say it's before the Shrashi Chof Dalet and Mudalev says Klot that he learns like the Rivon that the Ishesach comes back. To know why Rashi didn't answer the sugi, you're like the Rivon. Achor didn't explain. He wanted to go even to Madam Ahutov and Esra. But Rashi states in Daf Chof Dalet that Be'etzem, when Chazal said Osu Levat and Mitzvos Yevamim, the Isur Ishesach comes back. So this will be the Hagdore. We'll see soon these things are Muchach. But I'm saying again, our cash is, we have two gemoras. Our gemara, the Rivon says that it's a Nesro. Zogin the Achroini was passed on Nesro, al kochu the gedder of Osu Levat and Mitzvos Yevamim. It's not Stam Aveira, they took away the Mitzvos Yibu. They took away the Mitzvos Yibu. So we asked the Akash of Osu Mitzvos Yibu. So they said, here it's different. Say, everyone can say, here it's different. Say, when it's a Lehed Yadikim Mevat and Mitzvos Yevamim, Taka they asked it without Mevat and Mitzvos Yibu. But sharing it by us, the gedder was that they were Mevat and Mitzvos Yibu. This is the first shlaf. Let me get another chelik. I want to tell you an afkemine in between the two avonas. If they took away the mitzvah sibum, or they only don't let me to do it. I want to ask you a shayla lemais. Arba achim, shtayim nesuim, shtay achis v'meisu. So the aloch is the other two brothers are not allowed to do ibum. They have to do chalitza. What would it be if they didn't listen to us? They didn't listen to us, and they went. And they made Yibu. They have to get divorced. Shalom, Shemeres Yovam. You went and you married the mother. You have to divorce her or not? Shemeres Yovam, you're not allowed to marry the mother. Ein Zika. And you went and you married the mother. You're allowed to stay or not? Avadet. Avadet, it's a Mishnah of Nechmemalef. I will have Hamtein. Stay the other man, the Omar is not in Hamtein, yeah? Why? Also, the mitzvah sibamim. I did it. Too bad. Masha'enken and that yutches. If Chazal took away the mitzvah sibum and the Ishesach came back, even if I'm married, I have to divorce her. And it's kimat ha'ofen the gemara of Chof Dalet. Rashi Chof Dalet says you have to divorce her because the Ishesach came back. So it's not stam, trying to explain, it's not stam, we're saying it's a gedder ahead, a gedder ahead. So it's not good to fit. The Shemel is Yavam Shemeis, Avada the gedder is, it's also to do it, but if you did it, you did it. Mashengen and two brothers, the gedder is that they took away the Mitzvah Yibu. And but the Evet made me Balu Lekonu. And but the Evet, if you did it, you have to divorce. So Tag is the Pelis, the two parshas, the Chilik will be, it's Tag not the Kasha. There is a real Asul about the Mitzvah Yibu, and here it's not. Stop. But then Agav, we have to remember to the Cheshbonos of Yevamos that we came out with a sugya that is a Nesro, even a Sidoch Halitza. It's a big shayla in the Achronim, if passed a Nesro in Sidoch Halitza or not. If passed a Nesro in Sidoch Halitza or not. A big shayla in the Achronim. Here we'll have another Gemara that we have a Nesra in the case, and even so you have Chalitza. Maybe you can think so. I want to go to the second Chelik in the Sugya. The second Chelik in the Sugya. Be'etzem it's a separate Chelik, but we'll see, I think, Mamesh, these Yesoides, Klo. That's Mamesh, a separate Chelik. The Gemara asks a kash. Also, Levatel Mitzvahs Yevomim? How you could tell me Ein Ziki Va'asu Levatel Mitzvahs Yevomim? Rabban Gamliel holds. You're allowed to Levatel Mitzvahs Yevomim. And the Gemara, we saw yesterday, the Gemara brings down the Maisel of Rabban Gamliel. Two brothers married two sisters. One is real married. The other one is married to a young sister as a Ketana. The first one dies. Rabban Gamliel says, the second one stays till she gets Gdoyla, and then she becomes the first one becomes a Elve, and the first one goes out. Why? Teach her to be Memayim, she will leave the marriage, and Bemele you will do Yibum. The Torah says, we're not Choshesh to be to Mitzvahs Yevamim. So, what's this? Rabban Gamliel is not Choshesh. Rabban Meir is Choshesh. Rabban Gamliel is not Choshesh, afilu bevadai. Rameir is Choshesh, afilu besofek. It's interesting how the Gemara likes to picture it. I think it's a mocking like Dikdukim Kali. Dikdukim Kali. The Gemara says, Rameir, what's Rabban Gamliel, Rameir Koramis. Rabban Gamliel doesn't hold from it. Rameir holds from it. The Gemara has it in a very interesting telosh. Rabban Gamliel, Rameir Koramis. Rameir Chayish, afilu nesfeike. Rabban Gamliel, afilu levad elei Chayish. Dino man elei Chayish, afilu levad elei Chayish. Man elei Chayish, afilu nesfeike Chayish. It's Arichas. But the Iker Terz of the Gemara is, Rabban Gamliel is not Chayishish. Rameir is Chayishish. So there is a starke kash. Tesis and Yudzayin Amud Beis asks the kash. Why the Gemara waited till Yudches, in the bottom of Yudches Amud Aleph, to ask the kash, how you tell me also Levatel Mitzvahs Yevomim, Rabban Gamliel doesn't hold from it. Rabban Gamliel doesn't hold from it, the Meir holds from it. Why the Gemara didn't ask it in Yudzayin Amud Beis? Shemeres Yovam. Because also Levatel Mitzvahs Yevamim, ask me a kasha from Rabban Gamliel. See, taste inside. You zayin amud beis. Ve'afil Rabban Gamliel do amari miyano miyano moide hoche. The shiny awesome shekvar nesua. The last taste is you zayin amud beis. The shiny awesome shekvar nesua. Zog tesis, you can't ask a kasha from Rabban Gamliel. You're not allowed to marry the mother-in-law because you're mevatel mitzvahs yevamim. Avadu, you're not allowed to marry the mother-in-law. You're mevatel mitzvahs yevamim. Rabban Gamliel, the other brother was already married. You wanted to leave a marriage? You don't leave marriage for mitzvahs yevamim. You don't go into it. But if you're already into it, you don't leave a marriage for also levatel mitzvahs yevamim. Ashayna teretz. Rav Kiveger is Mitzayin. Frick Teisus and Daf Choftes. So what the Gemara wants by us? It's exactly the same thing. Arba Achim Nesuim Shtei Achias and died. You can't make Yibum because he's about to Mitzvahs Yevamim. What are you asking me a kasha from Rabban Gamliel? What are you asking me a kasha from Rabban Gamliel? Rabban Gamliel, she was married already. So he said she doesn't have to leave. Kapele Otsu. Teisus asked a kasha. Why are you Yudzayin Amud Beis? You're not asking me. Shemeres Yovam, you're not allowed to marry the mother because also Levatel Mitzvahs Yevamim. I, Rabbi Gamliel, holds you allowed to. Rabbi Gamliel doesn't know you're allowed to. If you're already married, he said you're allowed to stay. No, Frank Teisus and Daf Choftes. If this was the answer, why you didn't ask it in Yudzayin Amud Beis? So what are you asking in Yudches? Arba Achim Nesuim Shtei Achis. You're not allowed to do Yibum because also Levatel Mitzvahs Yevamim Dil Ma'adam Yadim Chodeh Ma'isidoch Freydik Morem V'Amos Ein Zike also Levatel Mitzvahs Yevamim V'Rabbi Gamliel Sabar Ein Zike V'Muto Levatel Mitzvahs Yevamim. What are you asking me for Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel holds because she's married, she doesn't have to leave. And Teisa says the answer, and the mitzvah to understand Pshat and Teisus. Zog Teisus, you're right. I said a yesoid that Yudzayin Amud Beis that you can't ask the kashi from Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is moide that shemeres yovam, you're not allowed to marry the mother. Rabbi Gamliel is moide, you're not allowed to marry the mother. He only said if you're married, you don't have to break the marriage. So what is the Gemara's kashi that Yudches? Zog Teisus, the Gemara is asking like this. But here it's not a real osu levatel mitzvahs yevamim, because it's only if the other brother will die also. So if you choishesh so wide, So mistami, even if you're married, you have to leave. This is the Gemara that decided to ask a kasha. Before you can ask a kasha, you're not allowed to make mevata. Although if you're married, you don't have to leave. Not a kasha, I'm not coming here. But now that you told me that your chodesh is so wide. So mistami, you also have to leave. And if a Gamliel said you don't have to leave, mistami, not chodesh is so wide. This is the lashon of Gemara. This is the words of Tesis Choftes Amudal Dibra Amaschil Dei. Kvegers Mitzayin. And the Shail is a Medrash Pli. One of the Shaykhs. Tesis had a Gizun Desvor. Aber Gamliel holds also the battle is masking. Aber if you marry, you don't have to leave. What is the Gmoz Kashi here? So Tesis is Chor Balabati Shoteret. Aber if you Chosh, it's a Shvach Azach, and Mistom, you also have to leave. So some learn the Tesis, so you some Chosh, and the Chon. Shaykh the Tesis has a Svor. Yeah. Can say. There's a reason that they don't go into it here. Ja, aber ein Ding steht da die ganze Zug. Not so. Well, nein, steht da die ganze Zug. Steht da die ganze Zug. Why this is not here? Because, he, forget it, he doesn't know the cash, so he didn't write it here. He doesn't know what to ask. What he will ask? That's good. Well, he will ask an answer. Say it. This says like this. Avadin, I'm staying with the Yisoy that I said, La Halochi, Lefi Rabin Gamliel, if you're not allowed to marry the mother of the Shemer HaSiyavah. Because he only lets to stay. But to break mitzvah sivanim, his moida, taisis yudzayin amud beis, two lines without no sfeikas bichlal. Klums the gemara yudchesen is mechadesh, arba achim, to die, you're not allowed to do yibum. Why? You mevatim mitzvah sivanim. I'm not mevatim mitzvah sivanim. It's potential, if the other guy will die. But if you hold for potential, this is the leker Rabbi Gamliel. Why? Here's the lines. The same shtikotera we said before. This, with different words, but with the same numbers. It's two parts of Osur Levatel Mitzvah Sivamdu. It's Osur Levatel the Mitzvah, and there's another thing. You have to take care that the Mitzvah will be done. There's one Isur de Rabbanu to Levatel a Mitzvah, and there's another Zach, they're asking you to take care that the Mitzvah will be done. It's mutal on you to be doyeg that the Mitzvah will not be Zvatel. Rabbi Gamliel holds is also levatel mitzvah yivami. He's masking. But what if I married already? I'm not levatel the mitzvah. The mitzvah is bottom meilov. Even if I had to do a beer, but you're asking me to do miun to help. I don't have to help. If I don't have to help, in the case of two brothers, I'm also allowed to get married. Why? We explained yesterday. When I'm marrying one, the mitzvah stays. Just it's less chances. So what you're asking me now? Don't do something that tomorrow, if that chance happens, we lose a chance. I don't want to help you. I'm not mechuyev to help you. So this is the noise of the sugya. This is the noise of the sugya. Zoktesis. The Gemara in Yudzayin Amud Bey said, Osu levatel mitzvah sivamim. You ask me a kasha from Rabbi Gamliel? Zoktesis. Osu levatel. But if she's already married, you don't have to stop. To try to make it to come out, I'm not mechuyev. I'm not mechuyev. Although if you're telling me besfeikis, you mechuyev to be doyeg, the hainu, it's mutal on me to see to it that it will happen. It's mutal on me to see to it that it will happen. If it's mutal on me to see to it that it will happen, so it's mutal on me to make my wife to be memai that I can do the yibum. It's the same avone. It's mutal on me to the zelbi yisoy. There's only a sign. So the answer about it, we're saying it here with under halokim. But the aside is the same aside. There is two halokim in the osu levatel mitzvah sivami. Is the osu levatel direct, and is the osu levatel in the case of the sfeikis. So before we said the svara that here the ghetto will be a shesach, here the ghetto will be stama yisro berabbanon, and now Tesis says also legabi the klolim. From also levatel mitzvah sivamim, it's two different levels of tesis. It's interesting. The Ritva asks here the kasha, and he says similar terms, but he says it very balabatish. He says Rabbi Gamliel is masking that it's a chutzpah. If you go levatel mitzvah sivamim, you look like you're against the ribbono shel olam. So the azus ponim, so they don't let you to do it. But if you're married, it doesn't look azus ponim. The sfeikis, it also doesn't look azus ponim. So the Gemara is masking, and you can't ask Rabbi Gamliel that he'll be matir to marry the mother. That for sure not. To go against the Teire, he doesn't let. Someone is married, he has to help. That doesn't mean. It's fake, it also doesn't look novel. It's marriage, the same from Tesis, but unlearn this. And Teisar Rosh here, he writes also the thesis and also the Ritva together. Puts it in one svarim. But like I'm saying, it's be'etzim one svarim. Kulu chod svarim. That is like a tucha lokin if the parsha of also levat and mitzvah zivomim. As the chelik for also levat and mitzvah zivomim from the sugi in Yudzayin Amud Beis, that it's a bitul be'yodayim, and as a chiluk here be'mokim the sveikas. That's what I'm saying, this is the yesoid. Just the first tikkun of Shir, we said, Ken Zayin Lefi Deribon, it's take, val it's take lower, val it's take lower, it's a under a gather take. Now, the Rishonim, the Tesfis, and the Rarit, and the Tesar Rosh, they're still saying, Ligami the Kash and the Gemore, maybe this yes, and maybe this not. Are they other name? That's the two sugyas. Those are the Ritma and the Tesis. But that it's Be'etzen, to Zach, and the Bosu Levatel, I think, Lechure, Shteyres klor in the Rishonim. There is two parshas of also levat and mitzvah zivam. Lo me mamshich the Gemara vayt. Zog the Gemara, Omar le Abaye le Rabbi Yosef, Hot Rabbi Yehuda that he holds Gersh Zike. The Shmueli, Shmuel holds Gersh Zike. Hot Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. אומרים לו יהמתן עד שיעשה הוכיח המייסה ואומר שמואל הלוך עקר רב יהודה בן בסייר סבו שני דן דגמור בעצם דגמור is coming and saying that the הלוך אב יש זיקה The aloch of Yesh Zike is aloch of Shmuel. The Shmuel said, aloch of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseire, shemeres yovam shekidesh ochi besachoyso, mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseire omru, oimrim lo yam teinat shiyase ochi chomayse. So we see that Yesh Zike, ve'omar Shmuel aloch of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseire. So this is be'etzem, maskonas ha-gemore, sheyesh Zike. This is Be'etzem Maskonas HaGemore Sheyesh Zike. And in this Gemore is the last shlav of the sugya. We have to be Mevar. Let me gain to Mevar the Gemore. What is the Aloch of Yesh Zike? Shemeres Yovam Shekidesh Ochi Besachoyso Mishum Rav Yudha Amru Oimrim Lo Yehamtein Ad Sheyase Ochi Chomayse. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're not allowed to marry the sister, even if you did Kiddushin. Why are you not allowed to marry the sister? Because Yesh Zike, Achois Kukosa. So we see here that Yesh Zike. And here Be'etzem, all of the Rishonim come to be done, and I want to be Magdim, and the Mishnah states Tzvei Kiddushin. Shemeres Yovam Shekidesh Ochi Vesachoyso. So now the Shemeres Yovam became Achis Isha. Oimrim lo yamte nat shiyase ochi chomayse. You're not allowed to marry your wife that you're a Mekadesh. Why? Because she's Achis Kukosa. The man d'omar ein zike, you're allowed to. You're ready to move out to Mitzvah Zivomim. Now you're allowed to. But the man d'omar yes zike, you're not allowed to. Why? Because she's Achis Kukosa. This is one chiddush that the Mishnah says. Chutz from that chiddush that the Mishnah says, Sh'oyrim lo yamtin ad shiyaseh ochi chomayse, state in the Mishnah that if your brother dies, he needs to do chalitze to the Yevamo. So be'etzem, state of tzvei chidushim, that if you have a Yevamo, and you mekadesh the sister, in different words, the Yevamo became an Erve. Even so, you're not allowed to marry her sister, Aleph. You're not allowed to marry her sister. And chutzal, you're not allowed to marry your sister. The Yavama herself needs chalitza. Two chidush. And we have to understand, this Be'etzim, I want all of the Rishonim Acholik, every Rishon different. Why? The Maisa, I have a Yavama. I was Mekadosh the sister. Now the Yavama became a Erve. If the Yavama became a Erve, Lechure, the Zika is Poka. So why am I not allowed to marry the sister? And why she needs Chalitza? Why? Why is such a halacha? Why if the Yavama... Now I married a sister. The Yavama became a Erve. If the Yavama became a Erve, Lechura the Zika has to fall off. Aleph. And Beis, why she needs Chalitza? This is Be'etzem, the Koishi of the Sugya. And there's a lot of shittas Rishonim. If the halacha that you have to wait... Is the Reise, is the Rabbonon, she needs Chalitza mid the Reise, she needs Chalitza mid the Rabbonon. There's different shittas in the Rishonim. We'll start with the Tesis. There's a Tesis here. Let me send the Tesis inside. Oimeri, the Dafko Kiddush Oimrim Lehanten Miliso, Mishum the Beshas Nesuim, Nire Kenoisa Achois Kukoso. אבל אם נוסה כבר שיש לגמורו פוקה לו זיקה לגמרי ואין צורך להמתין מליבו. Tesis is medaya. Tesis is medaya. That stay דווקא קידש אוכי וסחויסו. דווקא קידש אוכי וסחויסו. אבל לא יצוי רימי דנסויים. Then he doesn't have to wait. אז איזה מדייק טייסס? שמרסיובם שקידש אוכי וסחויסו אומרים לא ימתם. אבל if he made a נשואים, he doesn't have to wait. Now it's interesting. The Rashba says the same chidush, the Rashba brings a lot of rayas. Tesis doesn't bring rayas. Tesis just says a diuk, דווקא קידש אוכי וסחויסו, אבל ניסס, she doesn't have to. Why? משום דבשעס נשואים נירס כנויסה אחויס כקוסרי אבל אם נוסר כבר שאיש לגמורו פוקה לזיקה לגמרי ואין צורך להמתין מליבויל סטייסס אז מחלק if he made קידושים or he made נשואים what is the חילוק? And a lot of the Rishonim learn like Tesis that if he made קידושים then he has to wait if he made נשואים he doesn't have to wait. What is the chiluk? Why if he made kiddushim, he doesn't have to, he has to wait? And if he made nesuim, he doesn't have to wait. What is the difference? I want to know, what is the difference? No one knows enes pshat and tesis. Even nochalt. What is the difference? Why after kiddushim, he has to wait? And after nesuim, he doesn't have to wait? How you learn pshat and tesis? What? Look in Tesis inside. What is the difference? Why after Kiddushin he has to wait, and after the Nesuim he doesn't have to wait? What is the difference? Why after Kiddushin he has to wait, and after the Nesuim he doesn't have to wait? What? So when you read the Tesis, here the mistake starts. I will ask you a shayla. So Tesis is coming to, what Tesis is coming to explain? Why after Kiddushin she's also, or why after Nesuim she's mutar? What Tesis is coming to explain? Is medayek in the Gemara that after Nesuim she's mutar? After Kiddushin is also, after Nesuim is mutar. After Kiddushin is mutar, after Nesuim is also. What is the Lashon HaTesis though? What is the Lashon HaTesis? What is the difference? What's the difference? So, the shayla is like this. You could have learned pshat in Tesis. The Tesis is learning that after Kiddushin stated in Mishnah that you need chalitza or not. After Kiddushin stated that you need chalitza or not. Stated that you need chalitza. Stated Oimru lehamte that she'asa ochicho maise, and if the brother dies, he needs to do chalitza. So the shayla is like this. Tesis is medayek that after Kiddushin he has to wait, after Nisuyim he doesn't have to wait. So some learn pshat in Tesis. The Tesis learns like this. Be'etzem the Kiddushin ha'mafkiya de zike. While you mekadesh the sister, she becomes a erve. While you mekadesh the sister, she becomes a erve. So midairai says no more zike. Because mimonefshach. If the Kiddushin are not mafkiya de zike, why the Nisuyim will be mafkiya de zike? I want to explain. If Nisuyim could be mafkiya de zike, why Kiddushin will not be mafkiya de zike? What is the difference? She's a Yevama, I married a sister. My sister becomes a Elve, my wife, the Yevama becomes a Elve, Mali Kiddushin, Mali Nisuyim? Mali Kiddushin, Mali Nisuyim? Mimonefshach. If it's mafkiya, it's mafkiya. If it's mafkiya, it's mafkiya. What is the difference? So we'll start with the first derech to learn in Tesis. The first derech to learn in Tesis is that Tesis learned misvore that the kiddushin amafkiya de erve. Misvore Tesis learned that the kiddushin amafkiya de erve. So why you have to wait with the rabbanon? If you have to wait with the rabbanon, so after the nisuyim also you have to wait with the rabbanon. So Tesis is mechadish like this: after the kiddushin, lemaiseh she looks yet like a shtikel achoy skuka. After the nisuyim, she doesn't look it anymore. So after the kiddushin, he has to wait with the rabbanon. She nires. After the nisuyim, is not anymore nires. This is the way a lot of achoyim learned in Tesfes, because when you see the taste inside, look at the loshna Tesfes. Oimeri. The dafka kiddush oimer loyam de miliso. Mishum de b'shas nisuyim nires kenoise achoyis kukosu. Abol im noso kva she yishtu gmuro vokal ezike legamre. Man, she doesn't look. She doesn't look. She doesn't look like a chayis kuka. So the fit that tastes means mamish balabatish. And kiddushin is niras, and after the suyim is no niras. If we learn like this pshat in tastes, and kach lom dupam betastes. So I want to go weiter. So why she needs chalitza after the kiddushin? So why she needs chalitza after the kiddushin? If you tell me that be'etzem the kiddushin mafkiya dezik. Be'etzem the kiddushin are mafkiya dezik. No boss. It's niras. After the nisuyim is no more niras. What the rabbanon? Why should it chalitza? Before the niras, she didn't need also yibum. Be'etzem after the kiddushin she's clean, right? No boss. It's niras. She's not allowed to marry her. So why should it chalitza? So you'll tell me. You could answer three answers, and all the three could be emes. One answer you could answer me, for the same reason that she's niras achoy skuka, she niras yet that she's a yevama. Like she niras achoy skuka, she niras a yevama. One answer. The second answer, zog de Rashba, while Chazal said that she has to wait, so now that she's waiting, people say, she's waiting. So she's a yevama. So because of that, she needs chalitza. It happened a step later. First they said she has to wait. So Rashba. If she has to wait, why are you waiting? Because she's cooking to you. So man, she needs a chalitza. Well, again, first said is, for the same time that they were metaken, that is niras, they were metaken chalitza. This is what you like, Pshat. We'll see later why it's not so good. The Rashba says no. They were not metaken for the niras. They were metaken niras that you will not get married. After they were metaken niras, After the Umetak and Niras, they said, if she's waiting, so she looks like a Yevama. If she's waiting, she looks like a Yevama. So Bameile, she needs a Chalitza. Alterit Nusach. Alterit Nusach. Val, they said she has to wait. So with the Rabbonon, they said that the Kiddushim are not Mafkiya the Zikin. So now with the Rabbonon, she needs Chalitza. Again, we're going now. לפי הצד את מדי רייסה שספוטו מאימו וחליצה אני לא אקרן מדי רייסה שספוטו מאימו וחליצה no boss they made a nires for the same reason they made a nires they said that she needs חליצה זה interesting or that is a nires she has to wait it's a cost for a חליצה as I state in the Rashba or Val, they said a niras, so they said that the zikah doesn't go off. Val, they said the zikah doesn't go off, but maybe you need chalitza. But all of these three esbeirim, even if they're glad, so come to Isazay. Misvara Tesis learns when she becomes the erbe, the other one is potum, imu, and chalitza. No, Val is a din, the rabbonon. If a choice kukosoi, yezike, you're not allowed to marry the sister. That din the rabbanon caused three things. Val is a nires with the rabbanon kroivois, so they made chalitza. Because she has to wait, zok the Rashba, if she's waiting, people ask why she's waiting, you need chalitza. Or, Val, they wanted to say that the zike didn't go off. The mele they said, oh, if the zike doesn't go off, the mele you need chalitza.
Why is that?
What? Again, why they said that the zikah didn't go off? Because they said it's an issur to marry her. Only the madama yezikah is an issur to marry her. The madama yezikah is allowed to marry her. So again, very glad. Again, the Mishnah state you have to wait. Tesis misvara, this is what you're learning Tesis now. Misvara Tesis learns the kiddushin of mafkiya the zikah. If you marry the sister, everything goes off. Why not? Mitzad niras. Mitzad niras. Niras ki ishtoy. Niras ki ishtoy. So you're not allowed to. What's with chalitza? All these three things will answer chalitza. So, let me start. Before the diyukim, that's nish the pshat in tesis. So this is the way you learn. So if you the way you learn in tesis, the tesis goes like this. Oy meri dafka kiddush ar ulei hamdeh. בשביל למשאז נשים איזה נירס אבל אם נעשו כבר שאיש לגמורו פוקה לזיגה לגמרי ואין צור להמתים מליבר ודווקא קידש אחר נפילה כדמוכח באחוילץ זה בקידוש שבאיסור העיר זה מה עסיקה לו מייסר איש למותו ביבימפה משום דאי יבוא משאותו בנסו וחוסר ואותו אבל אם קידש בהתר קודם נפילה But if the Yevama was the Erba before, so then you don't have to wait. So the Fidus Pshad is very Gishmak the Hemshach. That is the Gzeir the Rabbanon from Nires. Fraktei says, Evi Erva, you write that Arai is Sapot to Meibum. What is asking now? Evi Erva, why is she Sapot to Meibum? What do you mean why she Sapot to Meibum? It's a Postle, Koleo, Litzroi. I will make a Gzeir the Rabbanon from Nires. Make a gzeir the rabbanon shel niras. This was the easy way that Amol Asach mentioned Gilonan and Tesis. Why this is not emes at all to learn like this pshat in Tesis? Maybe some rishonim go like that. Maybe the Rashba and one of the pshatim goes like that. Again, that kiddushim ha'afkia midayraisa everything, and it's only a niras. Mashayikim b'nesuim is no niras. There's no nearest benesuim. Bemele, it's chalitza because three reasons. Other for the same reason, other because, other they had an attack in an anifka. So the case is, if it's a gzeira de rabbonon, why when someone was the elder before nefile, even if it's only kiddushin, make a gzeira de rabbonon? So the case is, they made it only be isur and not be'etah. If this is the pshat, I want to ask one shayla and apol diyukim. Start to read the next line and next tesis. Vim Taimar Lomo Tzorich Leamtin. Shteish. Was a whole thesis that explains that you have to wait because it's Niras. So what is the next line of thesis? What is the next line in Tosfos? V'im toima. Oh, you tell me that he means to ask. V'im toima. Lo mozoch lehamdich l'shemesh. And what? Steal from different Gemaras later.
No, not like
Kri. Well, not like Kri. Tosfos explained that it's a gzeira for Miras. What is the kasha now? What?
That's a theory.
But why, so what is kasha of Tosfos now? Lo mozoch lehamdich, I explained. Because Miras. I said why. I said Miras. This was the whole Tosfos. Tosfos asked the kasha. Explain Miras. Back and forth, Miras, Miras, Miras. Answer. V'im toima. Lo mozoch lehamdich. Aleph. Beis, Zot Reb Nochem, if you read good Tosfos, it never was a tzad in the world to learn like the Poshta Pshat. Why? The thing what you're learning Pshat in Tosfos, that Tosfos came to explain, that after Kedushin is Miras, and after Nisuyim is no Miras. Why Tosfos didn't start? Shemeres Yovam, why she needs a Chalitza? Why Tosfos never asked why she needs a Chalitza? We explain that after Nidus, for three reasons, she needs a chalitza, right? But before Tosfos knows that, why Tosfos doesn't start to declare and why she needs a chalitza? Why Tosfos never had Shmuel why she needs a chalitza?
Doesn't know why you have to wait.
No, this is the next Tosfos. But the first Tosfos knows you have to wait. On the Afkon. Now, the chilek is Kiddushin and Nisuyin. If we say that Tosfos didn't know there is a musig of Niras, so why Tosfos never close? Why is Chalitza? But more from that, or maybe Medayik more. How are you learning Pshat in Tosfos? Kiddushin take off everything. But there's a Niras. What happens with Nisuyim? There's no more Niras. So the Melech is Muta. The Melech is Muta. Kiddushin takes off everything. Aber is a niras. Benesuim is no more niras. Kloshnatesis. Dafka kiddush, oimim leyante. Shem b'shas nesuim niras kenoise achois kukosu. Aval im noso kvar, sheish regmuro, poka lo zika legamre. Aval im noso kvar, ein ka niras. Say, speak with straight. Kiddushin Niras, Avolim Naso, Eino Niras.
Except
that one is Hapoka. Again, Kiddushin is Loipoka. Why Nisuyim is Boka? It's no more Niras. So say, but Kiddushin is Niras, Avol Achar Nisuyim is no more Niras. Tosfos said everything chutz what he has to say. Are you hearing that? The noise says, I want to explain. It's a big noise in the Rishonim. This will have to be Mevarer. State that the Kiddushin are not letting the other person to marry. The Hainu, even that she becomes an elf, you're not allowed to get married, and she needs Chalitza. And all of the Rishonim are done. Rashbo, Ramban, and Mukhi Yosef. Why? Some Rishonim will learn that Midoy Raisa the Kiddushin are not Chal. Some will learn with the Rabbanon they're not Chal. And some will learn, like you are learning a Tosfos. Be'etzem it goes off completely, completely, completely. Val is a nires, it doesn't look good. So the mele they had to metakin a yisru, and because they were metakin a yisru for nires, so the mele they said that it doesn't go off. And the mele the zika stays, and the mele you need chalitza, and the nisuyim it's not like that. And the Rashba will have such a pshat. Very glad the pshat. The Hainu, Lefi the Rashba, you learn the sugi very glad. Avad there when someone is mekadesh the sister, v'dayraisa, it's chal, and everything is over, and there's no sugi here. It's only the Rabbanon. And what is the Rabbanon b'chlav? It's not even the skuka. Everything is over. But with the Rabbanon, they made a takonif on aniras, and it caused the whole sugi, and the nisuyim is nothing. Tosfos later will have a different kasha, stiras asugias. This way, the way the Rashba will learn the sugi. But in Tosfos, Zogt Reb Nochem, it's not Mashma. Tosfos is missing the Iker point. If the Iker point is that the Kiddushin is a Nires, and the Nisuyim is not a Nires, Tosfos had to speak out. The Kiddushin is a Nires, and the Nisuyim is no Nires. The Kivun. that Reb Nochem is to learn Bedas HaTeisves. Teisves knows that Kiddushin are not Mafki Azike and Nisuim are Mafki Azike, not because Niras. Not because Niras. Kiddushin are not Mafki Azike and Nisuim are Mafki Azike. And why Kiddushin are not Mafkia? Next Teisves will try to take care of it. Why? And Nisuim are Mafkia. And Teisves is asking an Andrei Kashin. And this Andrei Kashin is Hashem tomorrow, we'll see the Rishayim.